going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
It's show today. It's showtime. He's back.
Hey, Chicago.
The goal for today for me is simply, how much are we going to see Minaga throw? What are you seeing out of him against a Cardinals lineup that the Cubs were able to effectively shut down thanks to Matt Boyd yesterday?
You would like the baton to be handed off. All right, your turn, Shota.
Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Shota striking out Wilson Contreras with some high heat. Swing and a miss, strike three. Shota strikes out Hampson, two down. He has set down seven in a row. Swing and a miss, strike three. Shota, three shutout innings. Strike three, called. Cubs win the ball game.
Today, you know, it didn't really feel like my first start coming back from rehab. It was just, okay, let's even up the series.
Oh, you're worried about those Cardinals, are you?
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm not saying I'm worried about the Cardinals. I'm saying maybe we should be a little concerned about the Cardinals. After all, it's not like the Cubs went to St. Louis and won 3 out of 4 or got a sweep. They survived with a split after dropping the first two games of the series. That voice you heard asking if we were worried about the Cardinals, that would be one Mark Grody. He is in today on Rahimi and Harris. Layla has the day off. Let's get through the propers first. We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Behind the glass, I see Ray Diaz and Robbie Triano. Also, Brandon Fryer helping out as well on the video. That's twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertsch. We got a lot to get through today because, well, the Cubs, they just got through a lot. And they got a lot coming up ahead with a 3-game set against the AL West leading Houston Astros. I want to let you know you can call us, text us, 312-644-6767. Coming up later in this hour, as in the next segment, 1025, we're going to be talking about the biggest positive that you saw in this series, the biggest negative, and we want you to weigh in on what we're talking about at the top of the hour. That would be Cubs midterm grades. We are 81 games up, 81 games down. We're at the midway point of the Major League Baseball season for the Chicago Cubs. What grades would you give out? Would you hand out a bunch of A's? Are there B's, C's, D's, and even F's when you go up and down the Cubs roster? Or even when you look at the manager, Craig Counsell, the GM, Jed Hoyer, are you okay with what they've done so far? But we got to start with this roller coaster ride that keeps coming and going and everything else. It is the Cubs surviving, Mark Grody. Can I say surviving 2-2 versus the Cardinals? You told me not to worry. The division, yeah. They're not a problem. And they're right back where they started as far as how many games up they are, at least on St. Louis.
This show has been, and the three of us, Layla Rahimi not here today, but the three of us, you Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, me Mark Rohde, we have done over the last 2 weeks now the quintessential baseball roller coaster ride. The emotions have been high on this particular portion of the Fast Pass ride. We're all on the rage bull right now. Some people like to throw their arms up in the air. Some people like to ride in the front car. Hey, even Craig Counsell, the manager of the Chicago Cubs, recently said, hey man, it's all about the roller coaster.
If you sign up to be a baseball fan, the great part about signing up as a baseball fan and the great part about baseball seasons are it's a ride and it's a roller coaster. And it means you're built to withstand the ups and the downs. And that's what you should love about baseball. It really is. That you're willing to kind of take that ride of all the ups and downs of a season and the journey of it. That's the greatest part about our sport. And you got to survive that and you got to thrive in it. It's the fun and beauty of our sport.
I don't know if it's what I love about baseball, because it often makes us all wrong at times and makes us take it too seriously at moments. It makes it we lose our discipline during the course of a 162-game season. But that's what it is. And I don't remember the last time in my sports life, even going back prior to being in the business, where I didn't ride the baseball roller coaster, because I love baseball. And if you are following a team and you are following Major League Baseball, you have no choice but to be on the roller coaster. And guess what? The roller coaster is looking pretty good for the Cubs right now, because they have shoved the dreaming St. Louis Cardinals back to 4.5 games off the first place base.
Okay. That's the good news. But better news is what happened during the game yesterday. Because let me tell you something. I got a bad feeling in how this game started. Ian Happ led off the game Wednesday, game 3 of the series. First pitch, home run, and we're off. And they never turned it down. They scored in the first 5 innings of that game. And I was thinking, okay, let's see how they start this game. Ian Happ, base knocked to left. I was like, here we go. More of the same. Get Shota some run support before he even gets out there. And then we see the play in which he gets doubled off first base because he misses the bag as he was running on the pitch. And he missed second base going back to first base after an out in right field. And I was like, this is a bad omen. This is a really bad omen.
It did not feel good. And that was like not typical of Ian Happ.
But you know the next thing that happened? Shota Imanaga took the mound, Mark Grody. And when Shota Imanaga took the mound, he put everything at ease. That man came out in his first start in almost 2 months, and he pitched 5 shutout innings of 1-hit ball, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, and looked like he was in control in a 95-plus degree heat day with the heat index hotter than that, probably triple digits at times. And he shut them down. Back-to-back shutouts over the Cards? That's what we call, we got knocked down in the first 2 games, but we got up, and now you're the ones laying on the mat. We'll see you next weekend.
Yeah, well, absolutely. The Shota performance was as smooth as could be. I will see your Imanaga and raise you what the bullpen was able to do, because obviously Imanaga was on a pitch count. He goes 77 pitches in this game over those 5 innings. Caleb Thielbar, Brad Keller, Drew Pomerantz, and then Daniel Palencia, who I know that we will discuss further, comes in to get the save. Keller had a sweaty situation too, because he had runners on first and second in that 7th inning and ultimately gets out of it. So that was just, that's what you call a clean win for the Chicago Cubs yesterday.
Certainly a clean sheet with that big 0 again for the 2nd straight day for the Cards. And I think St. Louis, the Cardinals, their fan base, feeling very different than they did, say, 48 hours ago. And I think conversely, we should be feeling a lot differently than we did 48 hours ago. Or maybe you feel the same because you're Mark Grove.
Yeah, I was going to say,
this isn't a problem.
I was going to say, do you, Marshall Harris, do you feel differently? Are you less fearful of the Red Bird, the St. Louis Cardinals? I mean, did it change that fast?
Hold on. I'm not fearful.
You fear the bird?
I respect the opponents in the National League Central, okay. Not named Paul Skeen, not on the mound, Pirates. Got that?
Yeah.
So everybody but the not Paul
right,
Skeen on the mound Pirates.
Right, I got you.
I respect.
Cubs have done pretty good against Skeen, so.
And so as we discuss this, again, Raheemy and Harris talking about the Cubs' big win, which salvaged a split against St. Louis with Mark Grody in for Layla. I think we have to respect that the Cubs found a way to survive the series, because to me it felt like survival. If there's a different way you want to use to describe the series, let me know now, Mark.
I mean, survived or salvaged, I suppose. I mean, you lose the first two games of any four-game series, that feels awful, especially on the road, let alone against the St. Louis Cardinals. So I would say that they salvaged it, but it's not like they were playing against a bad team in the St. Louis Cardinals.
So you just said the Cardinals are not bad. You admit that.
No, I never said they were bad. Why would I say they were bad?
You said they couldn't compete.
That doesn't mean that they're bad.
Are you worried about those Cardinals? Are you?
That doesn't mean that they're bad. A 44-38 team, by definition, is not bad. I believe what I said is that I am not worried about the Cardinals, nor am I worried about the Milwaukee Brewers competing with the Cubs to win the division.
6-3 on the text line. Guys, the last two games of the series with the Cardinals was the Cubs making a statement. When they're pushed and motivated, they excel. Back-to-back shutouts. It's a long season. A marathon. Two words. That's baseball. Is that an accurate text from... do you agree with that sentiment?
He said that's baseball? The texter
yes.
said that? Yeah, that's just the way it goes. Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
Okay. And I think another good text coming through, 630, Shota truly pitched beautifully yesterday. I think that's the bottom line, is you wanted to make sure that the absence of Ben Brown, who's now in AAA Iowa, and the addition of Shota, you wanted to know how much of a difference does that make. And I'm here to tell you, it makes a big difference. Why, you say? Because Ben Brown, over the last 2 years, in his starts, the Cubs are 10-12. And you're like, okay, well, Ben Brown last year wasn't what he is now. He didn't have the experience. That was his first go. Ben Brown, this season, 7-7. Shota Imanaga, in his last two years as a Cubs, his only 2 years as a Cub, now 29-9, 6-3 this year. I'm illustrating that to show you how much of a difference the upgrade right there from Ben Brown to Shota Imanaga can make for this team. With Imanaga on the hill, there is a certain calm, a certain ace-like presence that you feel. And the Cubs have missed that, sorely needed it, lacked it. But you know what? Without it, they survived. They're still in first place in the National League Central. And now that Imanaga is back, and now that we're hearing that, hey, they're going to go out and get a pitcher. Maybe not a frontline pitcher like what I want, but another arm. And maybe you shift Colin Ray back to the bullpen. I feel like the Cubs are in good shape right now.
And it was getting sweaty, too, in terms of, you talk about this guy coming back at the right time. You mentioned Ben Brown, who in his last performance, and truly his last performance, maybe for a while at the big league level, gives up 4 home runs in the Monday game that the Cubs lost 8-2. In the Tuesday game, Jameson Taillon, man. I feel like I've said this so many different times. I said some version of it yesterday as well. He is what he is, but he gives up the 3 home runs in the 8-7 loss on Tuesday. Thank God that showed us back. Thank God that Matt Boyd sure seems like he's for real. Because I admit, it took me a long time to buy into, is this what Boyd is? I still don't know if he's going to end up with a 2-something ERA on the season, but I do think he will continue to be a very good pitcher throughout the year.
16 starts for Matthew Boyd. He's given up 3 runs or less in 15 of those 16 starts. So I think half a season's worth is a good thing. This segment brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I told you the phone lines are open.
What?
The phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Jay in Des Plaines. Jay, you're on 670 The Score. Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody here on The Score.
Echo the sentiments of whoever said it. We need starts like Amaga. He was a beast yesterday. We're always playing from behind. I completely forgot about Boyd. But it seems like our starters are not badass starters, excuse the language for the radio. They don't get out there, and they don't nail it down in the first two innings and make a statement. And that's what was done yesterday. And Boyd, too. So we need two more. We're short on those kind of starters.
Yeah, I don't know about two more, Jay, but I will tell you this. They do need another one. My wish and hope is that they go out and get two starters. One front line, that's Imanaga level or higher, and then one to just give them another solid guy that can go out and maybe throw a quality start.
Yep.
Definition of a quality start, six innings or more, three runs or less, the majority of the time. They do those two things, I think they are in the conversation for best team in Major League Baseball.
Wow. Best team in Major League Baseball.
They're on that tier. I don't think they're on that tier right now.
Okay. So with those two, a guy that's right at the top of the rotation and a guy that gives you innings, and you think the Cubs are on their way to being the best team in Major League Baseball. By the way, I agree with Jay, though. Everybody needs two more of those guys. Everybody needs two more aces on their roster, you know, even if they do have Imaga, as he said.
Can never have enough pitching. Let's go back to the phone lines again. 312-644-6767. Let's check out Shoelaces on the south side. You are on with Mark Grody, Marshall Harris on 670 The Score.
Hey, how y'all doing, guys?
We're good, good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You know what? I was at one of the I was at the game yesterday, and you know what surprised me was that the fans weren't there like I thought they was going to be. But I was so happy with the pitcher. And I think the Cubs, I agree that the Cubs need to get a frontline pitcher and, let's say, a good relief pitcher even. And a strong bat, a better bat.
Now, when you say strong bat, is there a particular position and or need you see when you talk about the bats?
DH. I would say, you know, I want a better DH in a sense.
Wait, better than Seiya Suzuki?
Well, let me take that back. Third baseman, you know, more power at third base.
Okay, I could see the production on
Shaw
at third base is a little bit lacking, has been a little bit lacking. So I thank you for the call.
Hold on, wait a minute. Did you drive? You say you drove to St. Louis?
Yes.
Okay, so what was it? You said you were pretty disappointed with the crowd out there too, huh?
Yes, because you know what? When I've been to St. Louis before, it was giant pack. It was sellout. It was easy to get a ticket and all that yesterday.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Thanks for the call, man. Sorry,
that's a good point. No, yeah. We knew because I listening to Ron and Pat on the radio.
Yeah,
it was evident that the Cardinals did not bring it for this series. Now, I don't know if that's because the weather was so terribly hot. I don't know if it's because it's a midweek series. I don't know if it's because Cardinals fans expect them not to compete, and so they haven't quite jumped onto the bandwagon yet. But, yeah, disappointing crowds is what I heard when I listened to the call on the radio.
You know, you want to know why, Marshall? Because Cardinals fans know that the Cubs are going to win the division and that they don't have a chance. So they're like, why bother showing up? I mean, their attendance is down like 10,000 per game this year. They know what's a coming. They understand what 2025 is all about, and this is their time. This is as close as the Cardinals get. I hope they've enjoyed this time. I hope they enjoyed those. Those were two good wins for the Cardinals, Monday and Tuesday.
The way you're patronizing the St.
They
Louis
batted
Cardinals
around,
right now.
But Ben Brown, good job. A lot of people have batted around. Ben Brown. Oh, you're worried about those Cardinals, are you? Are you?
That's going to be an all-time drive. Don't let them lose that series next weekend at Wrigley. Don't let them lose that Sunday night baseball game for all the world to see.
Hey, man.
On ESPN. Don't let that happen.
I just want to see the Cubs get those two pitchers you're talking about, because then you and I are in complete agreement, not just about the division, but all of Major League Baseball.
You know who believes in the Cardinals?
Bears.
No, not the Bears. They don't believe in the Cardinals.
Oh.
Wilson Contreras believes in the Cardinals. So much so that after the game is over, he's still talking about what he wants to do to the Cubs, his former team. We will hear from Wilson Contreras and Daniel Palencia, two countrymen on opposing sides. Plus, We'll also talk about the biggest positive and the biggest negative from what ended up being a break-even four-game split. That's when Raheem and Harris, with Mark Grody in for Layla, returns on 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
The bullpen is quiet. It's Palencia's game. Inside, and Contreras got hit by the pitch. He got grazed in the left hand by the pitch. Contreras talking to Palencia, who talks right back to him.
Sometimes things get a little tense at the ballpark, especially when it's two classic opponents going against each other. That's what Cardinals-Cubs is supposed to be. In fact, I even called it Cardinals-Cubs. That's my bad. Cubs-Cardinals.
Careful.
Because the Cubs should come first in any discussion. You know why? Because they're in first place right now in the National League Central. This is Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla here on this Friday as the Cubs get ready to start a new series on the road against another first place team in the American League West leading Houston Astros. But we're not done talking about this Cardinals-Cubs, Cubs-Cardinals series, whatever you want to call it. You can call it the Wilson-Contreras, I got things to say game if you want. Because in the ninth inning of yesterday's game, as the Cubs were working through their 22nd consecutive scoreless inning of Cardinals offense at the plate, Daniel Palencia put a man on, and then he hit Wilson Contreras, sending Contreras to first base. He gets hit on the hand, and Contreras didn't like it. How do I know? Because you could see Contreras talking to Daniel Palencia as he's walking up the line. Apparently, Contreras continued to say things as Palencia proceeded with two men and none out to strike out the next three batters to end the game and get his eighth save of the season. So, Mark Grody, when you see the team come out to do their celebratory high fives, we earned the series split in today's win, and Wilson Contreras is having to be held back, what was going through your mind?
Well, I mean, what's going through my mind is, oh yeah, we've seen this before. I think that Wilson Contreras probably has about an 80% rate of when he gets hit by a pitch, when he got hit by pitches with the Cubs as well. I put that in parentheses too. We'll give a look to the pitcher in some way, shape, or form. So this was all just very Wilson Contreras. Any of us who have that have watched him play, I covered the man intimately when he came up, when I was doing pre and post with the Cubs, so I know Wilson Contreras a little bit, and I like to think Cubs fans know him a little bit. None of this was surprising at all from Wilson Contreras. He truly, Marshall Harris, he truly is one of those guys that is a flip-the-switch guy. I mean, we talk about that and probably overuse that in sports, especially as it pertains to football, because it requires that amount of violence where you got to flip the switch to get out there, start hitting people. Wilson Contreras is two different people, because I could tell you, hold on, I could tell you from being in a locker room with Wilson Contreras on a daily basis for multiple years that he is so soft-spoken and calm and like doesn't try to be the star of the show. And then he goes out there and the switch is flipped. He switched the flip. Or flipped the switch. Flip the switch!
See, in football, I understand that reference. But here it felt more like he short-circuited. That's what it felt like.
He did.
Not that he, quote-unquote, flipped a switch. Something happened and he short-circuited and lost it. He lost it. He got upset because he got hit by the pitch. Somehow, some way, he felt like it was intentional that the Cubs closer in a game in which there was only a 3-0 lead brought the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning with nobody out on purpose by hitting Wilson Contreras. Do you understand how insane that is?
Of course I do.
Can I go further with the insanity levels involved here?
Okay.
Wilson Contreras is from Venezuela. Daniel Palencia, also from Venezuela. When Wilson Contreras was a 24-year-old hero on the Cubs World Series team, Daniel Palencia was a teenager watching Wilson Contreras doing big things and being a fan of Wilson Contreras. Why would he be trying to hit him on purpose? That's just another layer on that.
That this is what I mean about the
it's not flipping the switch.
No, it is, because then you just think Wilson Contreras is dumb, and maybe that's it. Because why would you think he was throwing? He wanted to put runners on first and second with nobody out. So what other reason is there for him losing his cool in that moment other than he just runs high? He's always at about an 8 to 10. When he should be at about a 5.
I think he short-circuited because it didn't make sense otherwise. And also, he wouldn't be out here having to issue apologies. So let's first listen to
at least he did that.
Daniel Palencia explaining, like it needs explanation, but explaining why he was not trying to hit Wilson Contreras.
I don't know. I don't listen to anything. Just like I said, I was just very lucky in what I'm doing. And just,
so you were just yelling and it just happened to be in his direction?
I was just excited, like I'm with him because, you know, this is my job. I want to do my thing right. Just like I said, just moment of the game. I don't know. I don't listen. Maybe he think it was on purpose, but, you know, it was. So like I said, just... He's Venezuelan too, you know, like I don't want to hit that guy. I don't want to hit any guy in this game. Just like I said, I just want to do my job.
Daniel Palencia is like, I haven't even been a closer on this team that long. I've got 8 saves to lead the team, but I haven't been in that role very long. I just want to do my job, keep this job, not get DFA'd when the Cubs start making trades. I want to keep throwing triple digits, striking out the side. And I'm not trying to hit my fellow countryman, Wilson Contreras, with the game on the line.
I absolutely agree that Daniel Palencia wasn't, I mean, duh, he wasn't trying to hit the man. I agree with that. However, what I'm not sure about is the Palencia, come on, man, the reporter guiding him along. Oh, so you were just yelling in that general direction towards Wilson Contreras.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Who, by the way, good, thank you,
yes.
Who was yapping Wilson Contreras throughout the entire inning. So, Mr. Palencia, please, I think we know that you were yelling, and you're entitled. It's great. It really was, like, great, interesting theater when you've got Wilson Contreras, a hothead in Major League Baseball, and then Palencia losing his mind after he gets the save.
Here on Raheemi and Harris, we like to sometimes reference other shows and other characters from other shows. At this point, I'm talking with Mark Grody, who is a character in his own right. But I would like to say, I texted immediately after the third strikeout at the end. Can you guess who I texted? Not on this show, but on another show.
Matt Spiegel?
No.
I'm just thinking.
He's not a host.
Oh. Is it Robbie the Tree?
No, not on this show.
Oh, not on this show.
Not a host.
Oh, I know who. Dustin Rhodes?
I want to read the text that I sent to Dustin William Rhodes.
Hot garbage.
Of the morning show.
Was he back sweating at the time?
I don't know if you heard what he said after yesterday's game.
I don't know.
Or not yesterday's game, but Wednesday's win. He was like, it was kind of boring. It wasn't exciting to him that they won 8-0.
Because,
you know, it was a little too easy, if you will.
What?
So
what?
I texted him, and I was like, I was thinking of you the entire ninth. Quote, I hope putting the first two men on was exciting enough for Dustin before striking out the side, end quote.
And?
He responded, my guy.
You know what? I wish we could add Dustin Rhodes to our roller coaster. You and Layla and
roller coaster would break.
Rhodes and I right behind you on the Raging Bull. We get the fast pass. I mean, the whole thing, man.
Who's paired up with who?
Well, I just said you and Layla, and I'll take on
you'll
Dustin.
You'll take Dustin? Okay, I don't want to be in the same car.
I love Dustin. Dustin and I have been working together a long time, man. I was part of that morning show for a long time doing updates, so I can handle Dustin. Trust me. We'll just sing Metallica songs the whole time.
The actual result of the game took a backseat to what happened after the game with Wilson Contreras and Daniel Palencia almost getting into it. Daniel Palencia, after hearing it from Wilson Contreras after hitting him with a pitch and sending him to first base, bringing the tying run to the plate, he finally got the third out, and he started doing kind of a 360. I'm going to yell at you, I'm going to yell at you, and I'm going to yell at, oh, Wilson just happens to be in my eyesight when I yell this way. And let him know. And that set Wilson Contreras off. All for Wilson Contreras to have to be held back, go in the clubhouse, cool off, and then issue this apology about the situation that had just transpired.
Seems like you may have said something to the pitcher. You had a conversation after you got hit.
Everything going into last year, I got two broken bones, and I know he's not trying to hit anybody there. I know I react the way I react. Nobody wants any one of our fastball right at your face. Again, I know he's not trying to. I just said throw the ball, throw strikes. My reaction was bad. I take that back. I apologize to the Chicago Cubs if I react the way I react, but I'm not trying to get another broken bone.
Did you react just letting him know you got hit? Because it seemed like you were...
I just think it's the hit of the moment, the hit of the game. I got hit in the hand. Of course, I got hit in the hand today. And I just turned around and I said, you'll serve strikes. That's it. I mean, it looks bad. Like, if you're a fan and you're watching the game, it looks bad. But and then when I got to first base, the only thing I said, throw strikes. But again, apparently I did everything wrong today. I take that back. I apologize to the Chicago Cubs. I'm not trying to fight them. I'm not trying to fight anybody. I just react to the hit at the moment.
You have been hit more than your share this year, right? I mean,
yeah, but that's what, 13 times this year? I know they're not trying to hit me, but it's not fun when you're getting hit in your hands or elbow. But once again, I did everything wrong today. I take that back. I'm not trying to fight anybody. He did his job. The only thing that I didn't appreciate was the way he turned around. But once again, I think it's just the heat of the game. He came out with good stuff to put another zero on the board. And they won today.
That was Wilson Contreras explaining his vantage point, getting caught up in the quote unquote heat of the moment. Yeah, it's no team of the moment, but you know, it's the heat of the moment is nice as well. And look, I get it. Several things I'll point out. Number one, Wilson Contreras does lead the National League in hits hit by pitch this year. He's been hit by 13 pitches. That leads all National Leaguers. That's number one.
So he should grow a little more immunity to this. But anyway, go ahead.
Number two, it was hot. And they were out there playing baseball in the heat of the moment, and it's hot, and he's trying to make something happen. Instead, he does make something happen by getting hit by a pitch because, you know, a two-run homer doesn't win the game or anything. But getting on base and now allowing for Nolan Arenado to hit a three-run homer, that does something for your team. Of course, Nolan Arenado, he struck out just like the guys behind him because Daniel Palencia is that dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was the only guy in that inning, by the way, that I was truly fearful of with the two men on. It's still Nolan Arenado.
Yeah.
So did you notice how calm? What a great, like, talk about a cooling down period and then really getting your thoughts together. Wilson Contreras, like what he said right there, basically saying he screwed up. Didn't like the way he played. He referenced, I think, the bad play that he made at first base where PCA scored from third, where he ill-advisedly threw the ball to second base. That was a suicide mission. It was a bad day for Wilson Contreras, but man, that was really well said by a calm, contrite Wilson Contreras after the game. So I give him, for as bad as that looked, as bad as he looked throughout the game and kind of made a fool of himself, because even Cardinals players were like, yo, dude, chill out. In the heat of the moment, he really handled that well in the locker room afterwards. I had heard that. That's good stuff.
I agree that Wilson Contreras sounded calm and he apologized. However, if you're looking for the little extra dip on the chip for when the Cardinals come to Wrigley Field, 4th of July weekend, what did he say at the tail end of those comments? Wilson Contreras said, I didn't appreciate the way Daniel Palencia turned around, though. So there's still a little something there, in my opinion.
Scene. On to the sequel.
But if you talk to someone in Major League Baseball while you're on the base pass, the pitcher, he is entitled to talk back.
Absolutely. And Wilson Contreras, of all people, should appreciate it when somebody is running hot at a 10. Palencia was running hot, too. So after the calming, you're right, Ray, that's the only part of it that he did not seem to curb his calmness in that very moment. Maybe I just have a little bit of sympathy for Wilson Contreras, because one time when I was covering the Cubs doing pre and post, I ran into Wilson Contreras in Boston at a mall, and I was complaining, like, we just ran into him making small talk, and I was telling him, oh yeah, man, my phone is, I lost the battery, so, you know. And he's like, do you want to borrow my charger? I said yes, and he let me borrow his charger. We sat at a Starbucks, had a coffee, and he allowed me to charge my phone. So I can't help but being a little bit sympathetic towards the high-strung Wilson Contreras.
Okay, we promised you guys we would give you the biggest positive and the biggest negative from this series. We can either push that to later in the show, or we can do it the next segment. But
you
I
didn't like my story?
Yeah, I rolled my eyes at your story. Okay. I get it.
I liked your story, Mark.
You did? You good.
When we come back, we are going to talk about Bulls Day 2. We'll tell you about the Cubs thing later in the show, but Mark Eversley is out here talking, and the Bulls are out here making a move, not moves as in multiple, but a move. We'll tell you what it was and what we think about Mark Eversley as the new front man for the Bulls front office. That's coming up with more Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla here on 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You said it during the break, so I'm going to bring it right to the radio. Can you get me excited about Lachlan Albrecht? Yes?
The short answer is no. He was the 55th pick in the draft.
We're going home then. Goodbye.
He played last year for UC Riverside.
What?
He was the Big West Freshman of the Year, averaging 11.4 points, 6.1 rebounds, and 1.4 assists for UC Riverside. That's not a Power Four school. That's not a big name school. He is from Australia, and that's where he played last year with the Illawarra Hawks. So after 1 year of college basketball, he went and played professionally in Australia. Now he's been drafted and being reunited with Josh Giddey, who's also Australian, who at some point the Bulls are expected to give money to play basketball, and a much larger portion of money than he is currently earning.
Now that I think about it, you did react cynically and negatively on the text chain last night in terms of a parallel to Lachlan Albrecht and the man that you just mentioned, who you just got it out for.
I don't have it out for Josh Giddey.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Bring Josh Giddey back. Just don't pay him $30 million a year.
It's just this core of the Bulls that they are anticipating of Giddey, Coby White, and Modest Bouzelis that is just a little bit scary to me here, unless Noah Essengay is ahead of schedule, which nobody expects him to be.
So, you know, when you go to the park, do you remember pickup basketball? When was the last time you played pickup basketball?
Oh, my goodness. The United Center. Game of Dreams. Dream of Games? Games of Dreams? Game of Thrones?
It's Throne the Court of Dreams, Grody. Grody, we won handily,
Game
right?
Game of Dreams.
We won that game handily.
Were you and I on the same team? We just weren't on the same shift.
Right.
We were on different shifts. That's right. Gabe and I got benched, and we got in trouble sitting on the bench, and then we got into the game. That's right. Okay. So, yes. I'm a little insulted you didn't remember the last time I played a pickup basketball.
I thought maybe you played this. That's not really pickup basketball because you were assigned teams. So normally when you go to the park and you pick up, you get your five together, right?
Yes.
And you say, we're going to play.
Yes.
And then you get to stay on the court as long as you win.
Exactly.
That's why it's so important to, when you get your five together, your five is good. Because then you're like, all right, run it back with your five.
Make it, basically.
The Bulls are basically saying, run it back with their guys, but their guys weren't good last year. Why do you believe they'll be good this year? That's the issue I have right now. Listen to what Mark Eversley, the general manager of the Chicago Bulls, had to say about being a team in transition.
You know, I would look at how we end the season this past year, 15-5 down the stretch. Obviously, you know, a bitter loss in the play-in game. But the players who played in that game, Giddey, White, Herder, Modest, Vooch, you know, those guys all log big minutes. They're all coming back. They're all going to be with us. That's the plan. You know, now we layer in guys like Patrick Williams, Jalen Smith. You know, Ayo Dosunmu's coming back from injury. Zach Collins was a nice addition at the trade deadline. The beauty is we don't have to rely on Noah the same way. We don't have to rely on these young guys in the immediate future. They're going to be given a pathway to develop and contribute when they earn those minutes. So for the fans, I say, you know, the way we ended the season last year, playing a bunch of young guys, you know, developing a style of play that's exciting, you know, that's what I point to. Yes, there's going to be, you know, there's likely to be, you know, tough games and tough nights, but there's also going to be fun nights, you know, similar to, you know, Giddey's half-court heave against the Lakers. Those are the things I want fans to point to and just know that every single day these guys are in here, you know, working their tails off, trying to get better and grow as a team.
If you are selling me as Mark Eversley the general manager of the Chicago Bulls was, that fans have good moments to look forward to, and you direct me to the attention of a Josh Giddey beyond half court shot to win a game, you are cooked.
More of that to come, folks.
That's basically what he said. He said, we're going to run it back. Yeah. It's unacceptable, Mark. Because what are you running back to? Are you running back to the buzzsaw that is the Miami Heat and the play-in as you have the last three seasons? Remember, play-in, not even playoffs. Play-in. He listed the players from last year saying they're coming back. Vooch, squarely in the mix. Didn't sound like a guy he's looking to move anytime soon, did it?
No.
And so I'm left wondering, how can this be the sell? How can this be the sell that you're willing to give the Bulls fan base? I get it. Bottom line, fill up the United Center, give them an entertaining product. But at some point, it's got to be, come see a product we believe can deliver us a championship.
What about the fact, though, that they have been transparent in saying that this is a, what is the word? They haven't been saying rebuild, a transition. Have they not been saying transition? Hasn't Mark Eversley, every chance that he's gotten, admitting that this is a rebuild of the Chicago Bulls right now? I mean, I don't know, that doesn't make it any better in terms of the product that you're going to watch, but
do you know why he's calling it a transition and not a rebuild?
Is that what he's, is transition the word, by the way? Is that the word? I think that's the word he's been using.
That's the word. Yeah. They're a team in transition.
Yeah. Okay, why is he using that word as opposed to rebuild? It just softens it?
Because they refuse to actually rebuild. Because to rebuild something, you know what you have to do? Not rehab it, rebuild it. If I say, hey, I know you live in that house right there at the end of the circle. We're going to rebuild it. What's the first thing that has to be done for you to rebuild the house? Go ahead.
Knock down the old house.
I didn't think that was rocket science, but that's what has to be done. You cannot rebuild something that currently exists. You can rehab it, but you can't rebuild it.
Would you buy that there has been a slow demolition going on? Because they don't have DeMar DeRozan on this team anymore. They don't have Alex Caruso on this team anymore. They don't have Zach LaVine on this team anymore. If they were really slow rolling things, and it took them too long to get to this point. We all know that they were late to the party on all of this, that they kept thinking that that core would exist. They did get rid of those guys. That was that not the foundation of the team? And yes, Vooch lingers. Vooch lingers. But is that not the foundation of this demolition that you are discussing?
Mark, they're in this position because they, in fact, did slow roll, as in past tense. That's how they got here. Instead of getting real assets for all those guys you just mentioned,
but I'm talking about right
they
now.
Traded them too
I'm
late.
I'm talking about right now, like why this can't be considered. Like, here they are in transition.
Let me.
They have ridded themselves of all of much like the White Sox, the core that was supposed to do some winning is almost all gone right now. So here they are with the house emptied and part of the foundation rocked.
The mistake they made was trading all those players you just mentioned way too late. And that continues with the existence of Nikola Vucevic on this roster, who doesn't want to be on the roster because he told us at the end of season press conference that he wants to be on a team that's good, that will contend.
Can't blame him for that.
And I think we're going to find out if they believe they can contend in this new East in which, you know, the premier guards are falling left and right to Achilles injuries. By the way, I want to remind you to keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler.
Nice.
When his You're My Best Friend tour makes its stop at the United Center on October 20th. Tickets go on sale today at noon at Ticketmaster.com. When we come back, we're going to give out some grades. Cubs grades, that is.
Right.
Who deserves an A at the midway point? Who should you tell you're well on your way to earning a C or a D or maybe even an F? Mark Grody and I will discuss more. Raheemy and Harris here on 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.